So what's next for the Affordable Care Act? Welcome to the July 2nd edition of Policy in Practice, the weekly podcast from IMNG Medical Media. I'm Frances Correa. The Supreme Court's decision to largely uphold the Affordable Care Act brought smiles to its supporters, but its detractors immediately vowed to find new ways to go after the law. The court's ruling that states could opt out of the Medicaid expansion may provide an avenue for expressing displeasure. It's not clear yet how many states will turn down the extra federal money to cover low-income residents. If they do, it could result in a patchwork where some states have fewer uninsured residents and others have more. But given the huge and growing chunk of states' budget eaten up by Medicaid, some may opt out. Republican Congressman Phil Gingrey, an OBGYN, said that his home state of Georgia likely would.
If they decide to turn that down, which my state of Georgia, I feel very confident, will, because of the increased financial burden on our state, that now they can do that. They can turn down the expansion without having to give up their existing Medicaid program.
Healthcare may now play a more prominent role in the fall campaigns, especially the presidential election. After the Supreme Court opinion was announced, presumed Republican candidate Mitt Romney was clear that he believes there's just one way to get rid of the health reform law. Put him in the White House.
What the court did not do on its last day in session, I will do on my first day if elected president of the United States. And that is, I will act to repeal Obamacare.
In speaking about the decision, President Obama downplayed the political implications.
Whatever the politics, today's decision was a victory for people all over this country whose lives will be more secure because of this law and the Supreme Court's decision to uphold it.
Doctors, too, made their voices heard about the court opinions. And while individual physicians vary widely in their support or opposition to the health reform law, the organizations that represent them favor most aspects of the law. Groups such as the American Medical Association quickly proclaimed support for the health reform law. But others, like groups representing urologists and orthopedists, voiced a more tempered reaction. Their take? That the Affordable Care Act provides some valuable benefits and protections for patients, but that the Independent Payment Advisory Board will hurt physicians' ability to provide quality care. Look for doctors of all stripes to work against the IPAB in the fall. Just a day after the decision, the Obama administration said it was forging ahead in implementing the law. HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius said the agency is giving states more time to put together their health insurance exchanges. But states still have to certify by January 1, 2013, that their exchanges will be ready to go in 2014. Even so, officials said any state that can't make that deadline will still be able to set up an exchange.
Looking ahead, we're going to keep working closely with states and other partners to implement the law. And as we've said from the start, we'll also keep looking for opportunities to improve it. What we can't afford to do is spend any more time refighting political battles or going back to the days when insurance companies operated without accountability.
While the administration moves forward, congressional Republicans continue to work against the law, with a repeal vote scheduled for July 11th. In the meantime, Congress is taking a break for Independence Day, and so are we. Check back July 16th for news on that repeal vote and everything else regarding healthcare reform. And that's the Policy and Practice Podcast. I'm Frances Correa.